Now, will you notice, he says after this, notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Paul is getting right down to the nitty-gritty here. And he had made it very clear to them before. You remember, he says, I know how to be content in whatsoever state I'm in. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In other words, Paul says, I am right where I ought to be. Where was he? In prison, in Rome. And you remember the Philippians had said to him, oh, Brother Paul, how tragic it is that you are in prison. The gospel is being hindered, and the gospel is being held back, and you're in prison, and it's so tragic. Paul says, I want you to know that the things that have happened to me have happened for the furtherance of the gospel. Oh, I'm right where God wants me to be. And there is no satisfaction like that, my Christian friend. You can go on drugs if you want to, and you can use the gimmicks of this world, and you can take these little courses. Oh, my, how popular they are today. Everybody feels like if they take a little course, that solved the problem. My friend, you don't solve them like that. As we've said before, it's only in the context of the Word of God. And the satisfaction of power is that when I'm in the will of God, I'm going to be able to do what He wants me to do. And that what happens to me or to you will be for the very best if you're in Christ and you are operating in the context of the will of God for your life. All this mattered if I learn how to say this and do this and act this way. It's just going to solve all my problems. My friend, you can be a psychological misfit and be one of the sweetest little things in the world and turn out to be the biggest hypocrite that there is. Don't you want reality today? Why not come God's way? Why not forget all this little gimmick business? And why not get down to a serious study of the Word of God? Not just the Gospel of John. That's wonderful. But move on to something else. There are 65 other books in the Bible. Why not get the total Word of God, and you'll get the total will of God for this life. And therefore, you will have a basis on which you can operate. And it's a joy, and it's a satisfaction, and it is a sheer delight to know that you're in the will of God, doing what God wants you to do. And I don't care how many little gimmicks that you come up with, if you are not going to find yourself in the will of God, doing God's will, then, my friend, you may be able to make a gimmick work for a few weeks. I asked a fellow that paid out quite a bit of money to take a certain course, and he took it, and he said, oh, it's just helped me, it's helped my family. Well, I said, wonderful. I said, how long ago was that? Well, he said, several months ago. But I said, you've emphasized to me that right after you took the course, it just revolutionized. Well, he said, it did. Well, I said, how is it going now? Well, he said, we're just about back where we were before I took the course. I said, well, then, apparently whatever it was didn't work. It wasn't the way. I said, how much time do you really spend in the Word of God? My friend, that's the answer. And it's so simple that I'm not able to charge for it, just not able to do that, and I can't work out a bunch of little gimmicks. So all I can say to you, why don't you get to the Word of God? Why don't you study the Word of God? And therefore, Paul is able to tell these Philippians that loved him so, why he says, what's happened has happened for the furtherance of the gospel. I've known how to be abased, and I know how to abound. And I'll be honest with you, I wish I could say that at all times. Things are going well. I do pretty well. And it's quite interesting where the Lord put me when I made the notes on Philippians. I was up in Boston area, Boston, Massachusetts, a place called Ayr. My son-in-law was in the service, and Miss McGee and I went up there to visit my daughter and my son-in-law. And while we were there, it was, I think, in February, a snowstorm came that paralyzed that entire area. I tell you, on the TV, cars stranded everywhere, people going into houses of individuals had to be taken in like that, schools. And I couldn't even get out of the place. I couldn't even get through by telephone to find out whether I had all my reservations, whether they were good or not, just stranded. And I couldn't get out of that motel. And from the motel, my daughter's apartment, back and forth, I went there and paced up and down. And I found it a little difficult to be content. But it was during that time that I wrote the notes on Philippians. It wasn't until after I found out the Lord is saying, well, now you're going to tell people that in whatever state there is to be content. And I want you to know I'm going to put you in a state where you're going to find it difficult to be content. And I must say that, oh, to be in the will of God, friends, how important that is